Nolte, Democrat mega donor says Biden endorsement of Kamala is his fuck you to Dems. By John Nolte on July 25, 2024. Biden mega donor John Morgan believes Joe Biden endorsed Kamala Harris as a fuck you to all who pushed him out. Be careful what you wish for, he added to Harris supporters. The thinking goes that former President Barry Obama wanted an open primary and had his eye on Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, as the nominee. Harris, Obama apparently believes, is too far to the left to defeat Donald Trump. Kelly is a white guy from a crucial swing state without all the extreme baggage Kakalee McNever Borders R carries with her. But Biden is furious at being forced out of the race. So his quick endorsement of Harris, Morgan believes, is about screwing the Democrats with a loss. I'll show you how smart you were to force me out. Go lose with Kamala. If Trump world could pick anybody to run against, I think they pick her, Morgan tweeted. If she's a nominee, Mar-a-Lago has a real big party that night. Then Morgan explained why he would not be raising money for Kamala. You have to be enthusiastic or hoping for a political appointment to be asking friends for money. I am neither. It's others' turn now, he wrote. The donors holding the $90 million can release those funds in the morning. It's all yours. You can keep my million. And good luck. In another tweet, he argued that any combination of these people win, listing Senator Joe Manchin, IWV, Governor Andy Beshear, DKY, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, Governor Josh Shapiro, DPA, and former First Lady Michelle Obama, whom, he said, wins in a landslide with any of these picks. At this point, it is almost impossible to imagine Morgan getting his wish. It is full steam ahead for Kamala Harris right now, and it likely would have been even without Biden's endorsement. How does an identity-obsessed Democrat Party pass over the first non-white female vice president? They could not and cannot without imploding the party. His fraudulency. Joe Biden dropped out of the race on Sunday, July 21. Four polls have been conducted afterwards to gauge a head-to-head matchup between Trump and Harris. Trump leads in three by margins of plus 1, plus 3, and plus 7. Harris leads in one by plus 2. In the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Trump leads by 2.1 points. Before he dropped out, Biden was losing to Trump by an average of 3.1 points. Flashback, Booker, Biden-Harris ticket will help us get to the mountaintop. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.